Final segment of In Focus comes your way next here at News Radio KMAN. It's 9:50, and we're going to take an opportunity to talk about some events that are coming up in the community here pretty soon. We have one thing that's about a month away is the Polar Plunge.
That's right. So I've got a series of shameless plugs. That's one of the things I always got to do when you let me on this show is I'm going to plug the Polar Plunge. It's March 26th at that Tuttle Creek Lake at the swimming area there. It benefits Special Olympics, and I think I've heard as of yesterday our food team might be there serving some food. So we're really looking forward to that.
Hopefully the weather will be a little nicer. I don't think you'd want to plunge on a day like today.
You know, they seem to do it no matter what. So I don't feel sorry for whoever volunteers to do that because you just go with it.
Do you guys nominate somebody, or how does that work?
I nominate Kurt.
I nominate Captain Kyle.
Oh, well, what wonderful event. And, of course, the police department's had a long-standing relationship with Special Olympics.
Oh, yeah. That's been going on for years. I mean, you got the torch run, and now it's got Polar Plunge, and then we also have Tippecanoe, and that's been growing over the years, and it's also been a consistent thing over the years. It's something we really enjoy supporting. And, of course, the Fraternal Order of Police are smack dab in the middle of all that.
Corporal Rachel Pate, right?
Yeah, big deal.
Yeah.
Real big deal. try to tell her no when she's asking for help on an event. It's not possible.
She's had a few different titles since I've been here. I've been here since October of 18, and I think she's had like two promotions since I've been here. That's pretty
well,
nice.
Well, what she did is twice she went over and became our public information officer on an interim basis, and she did a great job. And that was a very unique thing in an officer's career to be able to do that. So, yeah, and to do it that well.
Yeah. Well, good stuff. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, what's coming up with them?
Well, last night they had what they called the big recruiting event. So they're always looking for people that are, especially men, that are willing to be bigs, to be mentors to young people. Several years ago, they had a very large multi-site study that was conducted, and what they discovered was that kids who have a big have greater self-esteem and are less likely to resort to violence when they're having conflict. And so it's a huge influence in kids' life to have a big. They have a number of different types of programs. I was just talking to Michelle Sink yesterday, and she was talking about their opening up their program, which is a lunchtime program, where you meet your little over lunch at school, and you meet probably about once a month or so, maybe once every couple of weeks, and that's the extent of it. So if you're somebody who's really busy and got a lot going on, as most of us do, just take out a lunch out of once a month and make a difference in a kid's life.
You know, I can talk from experience because it wasn't for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. It was a different organization in Nebraska. But I did it for a year with a ninth grade student, and it opened up my eyes. I had never done anything like that before, but I know it made a difference in his world as well as mine, and I'll advocate any time for if anyone wants to be a big brother, big sister. That's a great opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Boys and Girls Club has something going on as well. That's a little bit down the road here.
Yeah, May 25th is Casino Night for Boys and Girls Club, and Casino Night is their main fundraising event. It's a lot of fun. It's not just an event in person. It's also online. They do a number of auctions. I believe Dave is usually involved in it as well. But, yeah, there's auction items up there, a number of values, a lot of sports stuff generally, but also the Raleigh County Police Department barbecue team, if I could say that, is one of the auction items. So if you're interested in having the team show up, we've done everything from Be There for Catholic Schools to Meadowlark Hills won the auction last year, and we went up to Meadowlark and served food for all the people up there.
That's pretty cool. And see if I can get... Okay, we've got another phone call here. Go ahead. You're on the show here, Paul. Go ahead.
Yeah, how's everything going at Cayman? The sun's shining. Your officer there has a long history with law enforcement. His father was a captain on the Kansas Highway Patrol. His dad was a captain on RCPD, and I guess he's a captain now. He's following their footsteps, doing a good job. A couple of questions. How many people are you short at RCPD, and how do you plan to replace them? The rumor mill says they're dropping off all the time, and I don't understand it. It's a good place to work, to make good money. I don't know why people are leaving. also, the rumor mill says you had a person in jail illegally for almost 60 days. What's the disposition of that case?
Well, that's a lot to take in at once, so let me try to break it down and see where we go. The first question had to do with how many people are we down? Great question. Last report I saw, I think it was about 21 folks, most of those out of corrections. Why? Great question. That's what we're trying to find out ourselves. I think it's the job market. I think there was a lot of tension, job tension that was being built up during COVID. And as soon as the markets opened up, people were ready to go. And so I think we got hit all at once with people that were ready to look for other careers. We always have to remember, we're in a very transitory place community-wise. We have people who have spouses that are going to school. They complete their schooling, and they're ready to move someplace else. We have folks that are interested in law enforcement, but they see this as a stepping stone to other things. And we also have folks that are transitioning out of the military. Again, they're here for a few years trying to get on their feet post-military life, and then they're ready to go on to something else. And so we just have to accept the fact that we have people coming and going through the police department. We have a turnover rate that's about 10%. That's pretty typical nationally. I think lately it's been closer to 14%. So we just understand that training and recruiting is an important part of what we do. As far as the issue in the jail that you mentioned, I have no knowledge of that.
All right. Thanks for the call, and continue on here on In Focus. Just a couple minutes left. We're talking about the local events here. Juneteenth, I know, last year was such a fun event, and I thought it was one of the highlights of last year. Is it plans to be back out there again this year with the food truck?
Oh, let me tell you. Wow. Okay, so last year, Juneteenth was our first food event, and you're right. It's one of our biggest, and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's a lot of fun. But we have events that have begun already. I think our first one is going to be March this 3rd. March 3rd is our first event. There's a recruiting event over at City Park with City of Manhattan, and they've asked us to serve food while they also have recruiting booths there. And so that is the kickoff point, and it's just going from there. We have a calendar, and there's already, I think, four or five events that are in there before Juneteenth itself. So I see us having a very active and very busy year engaging with community, and it's a lot of fun. It's very exciting. It's also a lot of work, and you're right. Juneteenth is the main event.
There's a lot of sweat that day. I know it was really hot. So just the opposite of what it is today. So, well, looking forward to that, and again, we remind people, really easy to find information, RileyCountyPolice.org is the website, and you can go there for information, news. They got a lot of programs, and of course, to apply as well. Is there anything else we haven't covered here this morning you guys want to plug real quick? We've got just about a minute here.
Come work with us.
Yeah. I would. We talked a little bit about career development. We talked about detective, and just wanted to point out that there's a number of opportunities within the police department to specialize in different areas. You can become a training officer. We also have a bicycle team, school resource officers. You can become a canine officer, and then we have specialty teams throughout the police department. In fact, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, you're on a specialty team.
That's right. Crisis hostage negotiations team, one of our emergency response units. We have a tactical team, we have a drone team, we have a bomb team, we have a hazmat or hurt team. We have all sorts of different teams that are fun to work with.
All right. Well, good stuff, guys. Thank you so much for being here, and we'll look forward to continuing our conversations as the year goes on. Josh Kyle and Kurt Steele are two guests here from the Riley County Police Department. Thanks so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.